This was written after my daughter had come back home after a long time away. It's called Where the Heart Is. Sweet anticipation perfumes the air today. My daughter is coming home. I've stocked the fridge with her favorite things. Her sheets are clean. Her room is tidy. It's the moment of tender anticipation, her arrival, our reunion, that brings me such pleasure. I want to savor this moment. This is a big birthday year for me, with an out loud promise to actually live instead of cowering in this itchy fear coat I put on a few years ago. I've outgrown it, and if I'm honest, I never really liked it, sort of like those ill-fitting, comfortable clothes I bought online during COVID. It's time to change into what I'm not sure, but I'm listening to what is true for me, and that is a start. I've become an apprentice to living. There have been past lives, of course, radio talk show producer, television host, filmmaker, and entrepreneur. All these versions were true, and who am I now? That's a powerful question. When I started this blog 8 years ago, I'd left my full-time job to write a book called Creative Retirement, planned on interviewing amazing humans to learn how they navigated the transition from working for pay to working for purpose. I kitted out my cramped basement for a video podcast. I outlined a book, created a timeline, and was eager to get going. Then life happened. I willingly became my mother's fierce and loving caregiver, a life as professional daughter. I wrote a manuscript about it, and it helped. So did reading books, talking to others, and focusing on the small moments of almost unbearable beauty amidst this relentless chaos, what I think of now as my gratitude crucible. Instead of writing a chirpy book about the endless possibilities at midlife, I dug deeper, uncovering a through line of prairie resilience that connected me to my past and hopefully my future. The truth is, parents falter, children leave home. One day you're cutting rhubarb and realize yours are the hands of a much older woman. And what I'm trying to say is life changes us. The shoes no longer fit. And maybe they never did. Whether because of the year or this day, I find myself rooted in the pleasure of right now. I don't know how the world goes or when the story ends. I do know we're on this earth for such a short time, as young now as we will ever be. My beautiful daughter is coming home. I know she'll be gone again soon to follow her own path. I wish her grace. Tonight, if she'll let me, I'll hold her and tell her how much I love her. She really is an amazing young woman. And there it is, gratitude for everything that has brought me to this moment.